CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South African National Blood Service has made an appeal for donations, saying there are just 3 days' worth of stocks left in KZN. The service's Kulekani Zuma says they're appealing to people to please step forward and make donations. The SANBS is launching a campaign this week, which is aimed at raising blood stocks ahead of the festive season. Zuma says they need to have a sufficient supply, as the demand during the holidays is higher due to increased road crashes and emergencies. He says ideally they need 5 days' worth of stocks to be safe.
We're approaching the festive season. People, they tend to move around provinces because of holidays. So we want people, when they visit KZN and other provinces, they know that they're safe, they're covered, there's enough blood for everyone. We just want to encourage everyone with this campaign that if you are fit and let you able to donate, please take 30 minutes of your time to come out and donate blood to know that you are saving a life. You need to be the age of 16 and above. You must weigh 50 kgs and make sure you have a meal or a snack before you donate blood. They can just go on our website and find out their nearest blood drive, depending where they stay.
A newborn baby is under the care of doctors and nurses at a Durban hospital after being found at a dump site in Amanzimtoti. A community member alerted authorities yesterday after discovering the crying infant in a refuse bag. The baby girl, who was found to be in good health, was taken to Prince Mshiyeni Hospital in Umlazi. Social Development MEC Mbali Shinga says she's shocked and disappointed.
We urge our communities to visit healthcare facilities and access services that prevent unwanted pregnancies. But other than that, they visit our offices, make contact with our social workers, because they have options of foster care as well as adoption.
The DA in KZN says the province would need about R1 billion a year to employ the more than 2,500 social workers who don't have jobs. The party's appeal to social development to address the backlog, saying communities would benefit from having more social workers on the ground. Here's the party's Chantal Tabua.
Ideally, we could actually use the 2,600 social workers. We need them. We can't afford them. We've taken a resolution to write to the Minister of Finance and make a request for him to give KZN social development. I think the amount is 1 billion that would be required to pay social workers a salary. But then that also may not be sustainable. It might just be for a year.
And smoke billowing from the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital. An airstrike hit Beirut this morning after an Israeli warning to evacuate parts of the Hezbollah bastion. Israel intensified its campaign against the Iran-backed group in September. Shortly before the strike, the military instructed residents to evacuate their homes, telling people they're in the vicinity of Hezbollah facilities. A recap of our lead story, the South African National Blood Service has made an appeal for donations, saying there are just 3 days' worth of stocks left in KZN. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.